Well, here at Bank of America Stadium, about the only thing you can hear in my craft is the wind blowing through the seats. But that doesn't mean there's not a lot to talk about. We're still, what, 3-4 weeks away from the start of training camp, Mike. We went through the offensive positions. Now it's time to flip on the other side of the ball and go defense. Let's start on the defensive line, because it was clear in the offseason with new general manager Dave Gettleman, he had something in mind.
Well, the thing he had in mind is getting bigger and stronger in GB, especially up the middle. And he was true to his word, getting two quality players with the first and second round picks. And by all indications, as we watched star Lotulelei and Kawan Short during mini camp and also during OTAs, these guys are the real deal.
Well, they are. And I want to say that the size is deceptive, because you see star, you see Kawan, and when you first look at him, you go, you know what? They don't look that big. But then you get close to them and you realize they are big-bodied guys. You know, they're not carrying weight that they're not built to carry. And I think during the OTAs and mini camps, we really got an idea of they're football players too. They're not just big bodies. These guys seem to be assimilating very quickly.
Well, the best indication of that is when I talked to defensive line coach Eric Washington, and he actually did the private workouts for both of these players. And the thing he will tell you, and it was funny, he actually asked for a bigger bag as he worked against Star over at the University of Utah. And the reason is because this guy is so powerful at the point of attack. And that's exactly what this team has been lacking. And, I mean, you have some quality backups, but he is the type of guy that will control that A-gap, and that's so important to everybody else on this defense.
Well, in every area, when you have to look at, you know, the depth, you look at what's going to make him work, there's got to be a veteran in the mix somewhere. And Dwan Edwards, really, I guess one of those diamond in the roughs. I mean, this time last year, he wasn't even on the Panthers roster. He wasn't on the Panthers roster at the start of training camp. But yet when he came in, it's like he'd been here for a long time and really settled in to be very dependable, maybe way too many snaps last year. What kind of role does Dwan play?
Well, in this defense, he is definitely a three tech, which means he plays out on the outside of the offensive guard. In that position, he is able to have a little more freedom than the inside guy. And he did a great job during the season of not just holding at the point of attack, but also being a playmaker from that position. He turned in some really good plays for this Panthers defense and was a real key to the resurgence down the stretch.
Then, Mike, some other guys, Colin Cole, Frank Alexander, Sione Fua, who did some yeoman's work last year as a rookie. Again, when you talk about the depth of the defensive line, really this unit, unlike an O-line, these guys are rotating a lot.
Yeah, and these guys will have a big part in this defense because the Panthers want to have a fresh guy in at all times. Now guys are able to play a series of snaps, give it everything they have, get some rest, and these other guys like Frank Kearse comes in. And we know what an impact he had during the stretch.
All right, those are the big nasties, the hog mollies, as Dave Gettleman likes to say. Next time here on Panthers.com, we're going to move outside on the defensive line. We'll talk about some of those DNs. That conversation will begin, of course, with Charles Johnson and the other guy on the other end, the Kraken, Greg Hardy. We'll see you next time right here on Panthers.com.